records the other series on Mishnayos, which list off which foods you may purchase from a Nochri, the Mutar Bachila, which foods you may not purchase because they're Osa Bachila from Mutar Bahanoa, and which foods are not only Osa Bachila, but they're even Osa Bahanoa. So the Mishnah on Chof Tes on the Beis mentions that Gvina Sakum, cheese that's manufactured by Nochri, is Osa Bachila Mutar Bahanoa. So what's the reason for this? So the Mishnah... So the Mishnah gives a reason. If they're not also Gvinos of the Kachavim, one Tana asked the other, why did the rabbis ask it? He asked them, I mean, most of the Kavish on the veil. So then he asked him a question, and he starts giving, he diverts his attention to a different topic. And then the Gemara has later the whole discussion, what's the real reason why the Gvina Sakam is also? Is that the real reason of Neshma Amidah most of the Orkevus Neveila? Or are there other reasons in the Mechap and Achkemina Halacha Lamaisa, which is the true reason? That's the Shaila. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam there, the bottom of that's on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, going over to Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes 6, 7, 8 different reasons why they asked Gvina Sakam. One reason appears in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is not so convinced that that's the true reason. And then one of the several reasons that the Gemara suggested is because when the Nochri manufacture Gvina Sakum, so they'll mix in a little bit of water, and the Nochri are not careful about Mai Megulim. Mai Megulim in the days of the Tanoim was a problem. Maybe a snake took a sip from the water and spit out some poison into the water. So it's unhealthy. You can get sick. You can die. So you're not allowed to drink Mai Megulim. Different Mashkin, you are concerned that a snake may take a sip and spit out some poison, and different mashkim are not concerned. The Gemara has a whole discussion. So the Gemara has one of the reasons why they prohibited eating Gvina Sakam is because of the chashash mangum. The Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam in the bottom Tosfos. He thinks that that's how you pass on halacha lemaisa, that it's also because of mayim megulim, and therefore since bizman is everybody drinks mayim megulim, so it's mutzah to eat all the goyish cheese. He just did away with the whole din in the Mishnah. There were communities, Tosfos quotes, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, there were communities in Europe where they used to eat goyish cheeses that are manufactured by Goyim. So they had a practice. If that's the minhag hamakom, so they followed the shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But in most places in the world, they don't eat Gvina Sakum. And if you don't know what the minhag is, the USM minhag is not like in those minority of the countries. That's the bottom Tosfos on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. So here the... Rambam, both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Pirush HaMishnayos, poses a question. The Rishonim say that this, the Rambam is quoted again from the Rimigash. He poses a question: How much enzyme could there be already over here? You have a room so big, full of milk, and you put in a spoonful, a teaspoon full of enzyme. You take what does the hamada? What accomplishes the hamada? The flesh doesn't do the hamada. It's the enzyme that's on the surface of the flesh that does the hamada. The haraya, that in the Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Pei Zayin, they talk about doing the hamada, taking the milk and converting it to cheese in one of two ways. Either you take a little bit of the flesh of the belly, the lining of the inside lining of the belly that has enzyme on the surface, and you throw a little piece of flesh into this big vat of milk so big, and that will, after a while, that'll convert all of the milk into cheese. Or you take some of the cholov shebekeva, rather than taking the or hakeva, rather than taking the flesh, you take some of the milk that's sitting in the belly of the calf that it nursed from the mother, and that milk will already have some of the enzyme that was on the lining of the stomach already mixed into the milk. You take a teaspoonful of that milk and you throw it into such a big vat of milk, and that'll succeed in converting all of the milk into cheese. So you see from the Shulchan Aruch, that's where the Darkei Tshuva points out, you see from the Shulchan Aruch that it's not the flesh that makes the hamad, it's the enzyme that comes, that's excreted by the stomach. And nonetheless, and if you're mamid with the cholov shebekeva, then there's no shayla of basa b'cholov, but there's no shayla of treitas. Only if you're mamid ba'ora keva. Why? But even if your mom in Biora Keba, the thing that does the Hamada is not really the flesh. The thing that does the Hamada is the enzyme on the surface of the flesh. The enzyme was manufactured, the enzyme was produced by the animal while it was alive. After the animal dies and it's an Isa Nevela, The Mishnah says the reason why they prohibited Gvina Sakam is because the Nochem had the practice, Mepneshim Aminim Osa, the Kevas Nevela. They used to put in a piece of flesh from the. So what if they put in a piece of flesh? But the flesh is 1,000 times Shishin against the piece of flesh that you throw in. The flesh isn't Osin Tam, and the flesh doesn't do the Hamada. The thing that does the Hamada is the enzyme. So the enzyme was produced by the animal while it was alive. So why is that a problem of Nevela? So the Daki Tshuva quotes that Kasha of Ne'achrayim. If in Shulchan Aruch, in the Balei HaTosis, the Rishonim knew you can be mamid the cholov shebekeva. Why? Because the cholov, you take a little bit, you take a spoonful of cholov shebekeva. You know the cholov shebekeva is going to have a lot of enzyme in it. So why isn't that a problem? Why isn't that a problem of mamid with something created? The answer is because you know that the enzyme was produced by the animal before it died. After the guy shoots it, after the guy makes it into an avela, it no longer produces any enzyme. Dead animals don't produce anything anymore. Only while it's alive. And while it's alive, so the enzyme is yotzei min ha-tohar is tohar. It's kosher. It's not trei. So why is it considered a problem if you take a piece of flesh and you throw it into that of milk? And the flesh causes the hamada. The hamada doesn't happen because of the flesh, it happens because of the enzyme. It's the exact same enzyme. The enzyme came out while the animal was alive. So the Daki Tshuva quotes from the Acharonim who asked this kasha, and they say, since to the naked eye it's not really visible, you can't really see with your eyes what's doing the Hamada, the Tanoim knew this secret, that the thing that does the Hamada is the enzyme, it's not the flesh. The Tanoim also knew that you can be mamid b'cholov shebekeva, because the cholov shebekeva has a lot of enzyme mixed into it. But nonetheless, if you take a piece of flesh and you throw it in, since the kefir osa ayin, it looks as if the flesh is doing the Hamada, so that's considered a Dover HaMamid, and a Dover HaMamid is not Bota. That's considered as if the Nevela is doing the Hamada. And the din is that a Dover HaMamid is not Bota. That's what you see from these Gemara. It's that we consider the Hamada as if it's done by the flesh, even though in truth we know it's not done by the flesh, it's done by the enzyme that's on the surface of the flesh. So what's the problem, even if it's Mamid, so it converted this little bit, you have 1,000 times Shishin. So the little bit of flesh accomplished that it converted all of the milk into cheese. So what? But it's not nice and tough. You have many times over, you have 1,000 times Shishin. So why is there a problem? So that's what the Rambam quotes in the Mishnah Torah. When the Rambam quotes this, tell you where the Rambam is. Per Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel at Hilchas Macholos Asuras. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah quotes it. The Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos. And he poses the question, but you have more than Shishim, so what's the problem? So he says, that's what the Mishnah is telling us anew din, that Dover HaMamed Loi Batul. Even though it's not nice and tam, when you have an Issa that falls into Heter, so you should really have said that if the Issa that fell into Heter is less than 50%, then it's Eino Nikar. So I should have said that it's bottle. Rashi always says based on the pasuk Acher Rabbi Lahatas. Rashi and Chulin a few times writes like that. I really should have said Acher Rabbi Lahatas should be bottle. So there's a gzeres, there's a din, a tam kiker. Calls man the Yisav is nice and tam. So then it's considered as if it's not bottle, as if you're eating the Yisav itself. Tam kiker we said is a machlekes, but it's a machlekes atanayim and a machlekes amarayim and a machlekes. Whether it's the rice or the rabban, machlekes Rashi and Tosus. Rashi holds Tam Kika is love the rice, and we pass like Tosus that Tam Kika is their rice. See, here you have a case where the Yisr is not nice in Tamba, because the Yisr is Mamid, it made a whole change over here, made Padam Chadash Bolakan. Instead of having a gigantic container of milk, you have a gigantic container full of curds of cheese. So Dabra Mamid is like Bapu. What kind of a din is this? A din the rice, a din the rabbanan? So the Darkei Tshuva quotes, this is a big machlekes achrayim. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach thinks he has a raya from a tour. The tour said something about Chomet Sha'ola all about Pesach. Chomet Sha'ola about Pesach is only a machlekes hatanoim, whether it's an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbana. We don't pass on like Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds that Chomet Sha'ola Pesach is an Issa deraisa. It even chemtu shel goy, chemtu shel akum Sha'ola Pesach. It's not a penalty because you violated by your rabbi mat. According to Rabbi Yud, any chometz that's in existence on Pesach becomes also b'achila, also b'anoa. You don't know what. Obviously, we don't follow that opinion. We have an institution of mechiras chometz. So obviously, we assume if you sell a chometz to the nachri, or the chometz belong to the nachri, so there's no din of chometz shavala Pesach. So we pass like Reb Shimon. A chometz shavala Pesach is only a penalty mid the rabbanim. So if you're dealing only with a din derabbanan, so the Gemara says they were only goyzer when it's bien. Whenever it's like deita rubis, the Gemara says they were never goyzer. So there's a tour in Hilchas Pesach when he talks about chametz shalav Pesach. He quotes from the Rishonim a story that there was chametz that was mamid a Michael. He had a kosher a Michael, kosher the Pesach Michael, but chametz was mamid the Michael. So somebody had that Michael in his refrigerator during a Jewish person had it over Pesach. It'll be bal yirah by matzei deraisa. It'll be chametz. It'll be bal yirah by matzei. It doesn't say deraisa. It'll be bal yirah by matzei, and it'll be chametz shalav Pesach. So the Magen Avraham asks, but we usually have a cloud that whenever you violate a Balyura by Matzah Deraisa, then there's a penalty of Chametz Shavu'ot L'Av Pesach. Whenever there's not Balyura Deraisa, then there is no penalty of Chametz Shavu'ot L'Av Pesach. How come over here the Torah quotes from the Rav Yoh, from the Rishonim, that there's a din of Chametz Shavu'ot L'Av Pesach by Mamid? So the Magen Avraham says, obviously the Torah is only opinion that the din is that Dovra Mamid Lo Batel is a din Deraisa. So the Dark and Shuvah, and to the end of Siman Pei Zayin, that's where the big discussion of Dovra Mamed is. It's very important in industrial kashrus. At home it never comes up. Shaila of Mamed never comes up at home. But industrial kashrus comes up all the time, every day. So the big discussion is to be found in the Dark and Shuvah. It's a few places in the area there, but mainly in the Dark and Shuvah at the end of Siman Pei Zayin. So he says, all the Acharenim disagree with the Magen Avraham. They say one can reinterpret the Torah, that we assume the whole din of Dovra Mamed is only with the Rabban. It's not a din deraisa. It's a din derabbanan. What is the din derabbanan? What is the din derabbanan? So the Rambam writes that the din derabbanan is that Dovra Mamed is not batal, and it's not just the din by Gmina Sakam. It's a din in all Macholas Asuris. Any case of treifus, when you have an Issa falls into a heter and does an act of Hamada, so then there's a Dovra Mamed loy batal. And that Rambam that we just mentioned in Perek Gimel and Hilchas Macholos Asuras Halacha Yud Gimel, the Magid Mishneh quotes a missing Ravid. We don't have any Ravid in the Hasagas. So he had a Ravid. Zeu Dasa Ravid Zal B'Hasagas. The Ravid quoted by the Magid Mishneh says that Dovra Mamid is Batal Min HaTorah and it's Batal Min HaRabbanan. There is no such thing as Dovra Mamid Loi Batal. The Mishnah says that the Tanoim prohibited Gvina Sakum. Why? They prohibited a lot of things from the Nochum. They prohibited Pasakum, they prohibited Bishalakum, they prohibited Stam Yenom, all because it may lead to intermarriage. So they were gunning out to prohibit a lot of things from the Nochum in order to prevent intermarriage, in order to prevent that they shouldn't have such a Shaykhis with the Umas Oilam. The Jews should stay alone. So they prohibited Gvina Sakum, and it's not because really Alpi Din Dora Mamed Loi Batal. Dora Mamed is Batal. Mishum Chumr De Avodah Zarah, Mishum Harchokef and the Nachrim. So here they said that it's also, but it's not that there's such a din of Dora Mamed. That's how the Ravid writes, and then he says the Ramban and the Rashbo say the same as the Ravid, and the Shach in the end of Siman Pei Zayin quotes the Maharshal Paskins like that, that there's no such din as Dora Mamed. And the Shulchan Aruch, we have not accepted that opinion, even though you have all these big Rishonim and Achronim. You have the Ravid and the Ramban and the Rashbo and then the Marshal. The Shach quotes from the Marshal from the Yamshal Shlema on Perikol Abasa. Even though the many Poskim hold that there's no such din as Dovra Mabit, they made a local Gzeir over here by Gvina Sakum. The reason why, because the Imam would be okay with it, but strictly speaking, that's not really sufficient cause. It's not really, there is no such din that it's us. They were gunning out to make our chokas. So with the accepted opinion is not like that. We pass like the Ramam that there is a din of Dovra Mamed. We assume that Dovra Mamed is only the Rabban. What exactly is Dovra Mamed? What is Dovra Mamed? So the example given by the Gemara is when you put in the enzyme into the milk and it converts the milk into cheese. So it's a whole Panim Chadosh's Bo'olakan. It's a whole new Tzura. There's a big Machlokes in Achreinim. The Dr. Tshuva has a little bit. The Hart Zvi, Ratzvi Pesach Frank has a discussion. What if you have an emulsifier? Is that called Dovra Mamed? Emulsifier means, when I was a little boy, I used to drink chocolate milk. Some of people still drink chocolate milk. So you mix the chocolate into the milk. And if you wait too long, so the chocolate is going to separate. So you have to stir it again. So it's the chapelle, when you buy a bottle of chocolate milk, how come you don't have to keep on shaking it up? Teretz is they put it in an emulsifier. Emulsifier means when you have two things that are mixed together, when you shake them together, but then the tendency is going to be they're going to separate. Let's say you have oil and water. So if you shake it together, it'll be all mixed in together. If you let it sit for a few minutes, the oil is going to float to the top, it's going to separate. So if you put in an emulsifier, that'll cause it to remain in that state of mixture, the oil and void. So the shaila is, let's say they have chocolate milk, the chocolate is kosher, the milk is kosher, but the emulsifier is straight. The thing that makes it mix together, the thing that makes it stay in the state of mixed, the state of being mixed together. Is that called the Dovra Mamish? It didn't really make a panim chadoshes over here. It didn't change the milk into cheese. It didn't take a liquid and convert it into solid. It didn't make a major change, but it's noticeable when you have the chocolate milk on the table, you see that it's not separating. So you see that they must have put something in. You don't know what the something is. So if you can find out that the emulsifier that they put in was treif, so there are many poskim hold that that's called the Dovra Mamish, because it's nicker. There are many poskim hold that the reason why Dovra Mamid loy botul midirabanon is because it's considered as if nikar hiser. What is nikar hiser? Let's say, what's the definition of a taruvus? If you have a taruvus of isa veheter, where the roiv is heter and the miut is isa, I mean more than 50% is kosher and less than 50% is treif. So the isa is not nikar bimkomos. Let's say you'll have a vegetable salad and you have pieces of treif and salami thrown in. And the salami is less than 50%, but it's nikar ho'isa, that's not called the taruvus. You can see which is the salami and which is the kosher, which is the treif. So it's by definition, that's not called the taruvus. Taruvus means you have roiv het and miut iser, and the iser is ena nikar. So what if you have over here, I have cheese, and the flavor of the nevela, the enzyme from the nevela is not discerned. When you eat the cheese, the enzyme is bottled with shishin. Bottled by elef alfei alafim. You always have way more than shishin. Whenever you have a davar mamon, when you have an emulsifier, something like this, an enzyme, it's always way more than shishin. You always know that you have shishin. So it's not nice and tough. But the results of its presence on nikar, you can tell that they must have used something, otherwise the milk wouldn't convert into cheese. So many poskim hold, many mishanim say that the reason why it's also is because it's considered nikar hiser. In our Torah, it's not nikar hiser. We assume the whole din of davar mamid is only rabbanon. So the rabbanon we consider this as if it would be nikar hiser. Let's see, Pesach Frank has in the Shuvah a discussion. What if you have a preservative? So let's say you have a loaf of bread, and the loaf of bread, if you leave it for a long time, would become stale. Let's say you don't put it in the refrigerator, you leave it out. You have a bread box and you leave it in the bread box. The loaf of bread would become stale. Dry out and become stale. So because they put in some kind of a preservative in it, so that's why it remains, its shelf life is going to be longer than it normally would be. So many achrayim hold that. That's also called a davar hamamid. The preservative didn't change the tzura of the whole thing, but the fact that I eat the bread 2 weeks after it was baked and it's still pretty fresh, so that's a dead giveaway. They must have put something in. So if that something is dreifus, so the Rav Poskim hold that that's considered a Dover HaMamid, that's called Nikar Ho'isim in the Rabbanon. It's not Min HaTorah. It's considered Nikar Ho'isim in the Rabbanon. And that would be Osir even B'di'evet. Yeah. We assume that Dover HaMamid is only Mid the Rabbanon. Like I said, most of the Poskim don't accept the Moged Avram, who wanted to say according to the Tur by the Chomesh of Olah Pesach, that Dovra Mamin is a diminator. We assume that Dovra Mamin is only a chumr of the Rabbanon. So that's what the classical poskim say. Whenever you have a suffix, the Rabbanon, you go to Kula. So let's say you have a suffix. I know that it's treifus, but I'm not so sure that should be labeled as a Dovra Mamin, an emulsifier or a preservative or something. So many lechatchila, we should certainly avoid it. But to say b'di'evit that that's also Dovra Mamin, that's questionable. The Pashto says that you would say that that's fake of the Rabbanon Lekula. If you have a suffix, if it's considered Dovra Mamid, so you go Lekula, because the whole din of Mamid is only the Rabbanon. So the Darkei Tshuva, the end of Simen Pei Zayin, quotes from Achrayinim a question. Is that really the reason why Dovra Mamid loy baltam al the Rabbanon, because it's considered as Nikar Ho'iser? Maybe there's a different reason. Maybe the reason why it's Osir is because we should consider it Yotzei Min Ha'osir. Last week we were discussing the Gemara in Chula and Adav Samach Dalet on the base, but the Gemara learns that from a pasuk as Bas Hayana that Beitzas Oif Tomei is awesome. And Tosfos said Beitzas Treifa is awesome in Atar, and Beitzas Nevela is a Gzera Ota Beitzas Treifa. Beitzas Trefa is awesome in Antar, like Beitzas Seif Tomei. Ayotzim in Haaser is awesome. So that's let's say, Chala Behema Tomei, Chala Behema Trefa. So Ayotzim in Haaser is the Mishnah has the Lashon, Neshe Godel Beisa. The whole the milk or the Beitza developed inside the Gufa Behema Hatmeya, or developed inside the Gufa of the Oif Hatomei. What if, let's say, I take some trefa fruits or vegetables and I plant them in the ground and gidulim grow from that? So would that be considered yotzim and ha'asar? So we have the Ferish Bishnayis, that gidule truma. Truma is only a din mid rabbanim. And it wasn't introduced on all things. Gidule tevel, there is no such thing. Only gidule truma is a din mid rabbanim. There's not such thing a gedulei ma'aser sheni. There is not din. You don't declare that it's a yetzim and hasa. Why not? So the Rishonim raised that question. So the Rishonim explained, gadol b'isa means the milk developed inside the goof of the behemoth tmeya remains and it produces milk. The oif tamei is a trefa bird and it produces beitzim. So that's gadol b'isa. Over here, you plant a potato that's a truma, or you plant an apple, or you plant a chitim that would declared by the farmer as truma, so the thing becomes fafoilt in the ground, it becomes ratna, becomes spoiled, nifsa machila, and then a whole thing grows from it. So that's not really called godel b'isa. Godel b'isa is if it's produced inside the body, the enzyme of a the Gemara had the shail about mei raglaim shel chamor, is that considered godel b'isa, or the water went in, the water went out, maya ayal, maya nafik, maybe there wasn't sufficient input on the part of the body of the chamor to be considered as if the Hamor produced the Merah Gatim. Hamor was not sure over there. So Godel B'Yisr is only if Min HaTorah, Godel B'Yisr only is if Chola Behemet Tmeo or Beitz HaSaif Tomei. But if Gidulim is not really a Din. Gidulim is never a Din Deraisa. That's not considered Yotzim Min Haas. Sometimes you have Midirabbanon, you have something that's considered Yotzim and Haaser. Take, for example, there is a discussion in the Gemara in Psochim, in the second parak of Psochim, the Gemara has a discussion of Yeshvach Eitzim Bepas. Let's say I have logs that are also Bahano. How can you have logs? How can you have wood that's also Bahano? Let's say you have, if you have an orla tree, so only the peris. Baraltam alasa espirio, the peris of the orla tree. But the wood of the orla tree is mutabano. So where do you have wood that's osmano? So the Gemara says, if you have kloy hakerem. So if you have kloy hakerem, so not only the food becomes osir, even the wood also becomes osmano. So you're not allowed to get anor. So let's say you'll take the logs of Isiri Hanor. Let's say take logs of Avodah Zarah. Atzei Asherah, Asabano. So let's say you take logs of Isuri Hanor and you bake something on top, you bake bread on top. So the bread, all the ingredients are kosher. There's no shayla of kashrus on the bread, but the shayla is, are you allowed to, if the bread was baked with the heat that came from the Isuri Hanor, is that mutar eros? So that's a machlekes hatanoim. And this is quoted in the beginning of the second chelek Yeridaya. That we pass like Rebbe, that Yeshvach Eitzim the pass. That you're not allowed to eat. This is the sugya on Chavavam Ebeisim Psochim. Starts from the middle. The Gemara talks about orla also. Let's say you have an orla fruit and the shell. You're going to use the shell as fuel to burn in the oven. Klipe. Not only the pri of the orla is also arat malosa espiria es lerabis es atofel the pri. So even the klip of the orla is also awesome. So the Gemara quotes a brisa like that. Tanisha hisiko, I heated the oven with fuel. The fuel was klipi orla akashon shel kloy hakerem or logs of avodah zarah. If you look in Yeridah, you'll find at the beginning of the second chelik Yeridah in the middle of hilchos avodah zarah. So they talk about using logs of avodah zarah. Who had the nami any kind of isuri hanor. So Rebbe is of the opinion hapas asura, and we pass like Rebbe that he say yeshvach etzim pass. So what kind of halacha is that the pass is also? So Tosis is bothered with Akasha and that daf on Chavov and Beis. Hikshu Rabbeinu Aharon on Balatosus, on Chavodon and Deis. Libra Masra Chadosh Yutats, the middle of the Tais. Ikra Abeno Aharon. How can Rebbe say, Yesh Vachetzim Epas, but you have a Mishnah in Trumas, a famous Mishnah, Hamavashal B'Shabbos, B'Shoy Gigyochel B'Mezid Lo Yochel, Machalek Zamei Rabbi Yudah, how far do you go with the penalty of the Rabbanon? It's in Chulon also on Daf Yudalit. What's the din of Hamavashal B'Shabbos? So Tosis asks a kasha, how can there be an opinion that you're allowed to eat the food on Shabbos? Let's say a person cooked b'shegeg. So we allow, there is one opinion in the Tanoim. There's no penalty. Lo konsu shogot the mezid. So mevashal b'Shabbos b'shegeg. Yoichol, you can eat the food even on Shabbos. So Tosis has the kasha, but the logs are mukta. Logs on Yontav are not muktzah. The Gemara says even on Yontav they're muktzah, but it's a heter tiltal for the purpose of using the logs as fuel. It starts off as muktzah, but you have, let's say you have something that's muktzah. You're going to have a bris on Shabbos or Yontav. And the minig is that, Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Zohar, the minig is that you matmin the or lo ba'ofer. Based on the pasuk in the Boaz Bill, mi mona afra yankif, who can count all of the offer where the Jews put the or ha'orlo? So the minig is that if you have a bris on Shabbos Yontav, the offer is mukta, eitz ma'avon, the offer is mukta mamish. So how does the moel put, how does he take off the or ha'orlo, put it at the offer? The answer is, it's in Shulchan Aruch quoting from the Gaonim. This was an old minig from the days of the Tzar. The Gaonim had such a minig. The Mar never mentions it, but it's mentioned in the Tzar that the moel should be mazmin the offer in advance. So the offer will remain mukta. Offer is offer. It doesn't become a kli. But if you're mazman offer for hishtamshus, so you're permitted to use it for that hishtamshus. Let's say the cars are going by on Shabbos, you want to throw stones. So the stones are mukta. So you have to be mazman the stones in advance. So the stones still remain mukta. Eitz ma'avon the offer is mukta. But you're permitted to use it for that particular, if that's a legitimate hishtamshus, you're permitted to use it for that hishtamshus. If the hishtamshus is less significant than the one that you were mazman it for, then you're not allowed to use it for that. So it's a whole discussion in the Gemara and Beitza. Why? Because it doesn't become ois mukta. It remains. Eitz ma'avon yofa remain mukta, but it has a heter tiltal for that specific purpose. If I take, let's say, eitz ma'avon yofa, I make a table or a chair out of it. So I made a kli out of it. So it's not mukta anymore. But if you're mazman something that is mukta, it remains mukta, so you have a heter shtamshus. So on yonta, if you can be mazman logs for the purpose of hasaka, so that the Gemara says in Beitza in the first Bekla, Nitnu Eitzim Elol Hasaka. The logs on Yontav remain muktzah, but you're allowed to move it for the purpose of hasaka. If you want to move it for some other purpose which is less significant than hasaka, then I declare that it's still muktzah, you're not allowed to move it. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do hasaka. It's a malocha. Havar is a malocha on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the logs will be muktzah. There won't be any head to tilt all at once. So Tosfos is bothered with Akasha. Why don't you say, Yesh Vachetzim et Pas? The logs on Shabbos are muktzah, so why shouldn't the food be considered muktzah? If you say, Yesh Vachetzim et Pas, so just like if the Yetzim are also b'hano, so the pas, the loaf of bread that I baked with the Yetzim is also b'hano. Why don't you say here, that since the logs are muktzah on Shabbos, on the Lashal B'Shabbos B'Shegig, the logs are muktzah, so why shouldn't I declare that the lechem should be muktzah also? So Tosfos says, no, that's not a kasha. The Yomer Reed, the Lashach Ele B'Yisuri Hanor Davke. The whole din of Rebbe, that Yesh Vachetzim Epas, is not a din, whatever the logs are, that's going to carry over into the food. The logs are muktzah, so the food is going to be muktzah. The food is food. The logs are Eitzim Ambar and Yofar. There is no such din. It's only a discussion of Yisuri Hanor. By eating the logs, by eating the bread, I bake bread using fuel that's also bano. I used either klipe or lo kashin shal kloy akerem or atzi avodah zarah. The Gemara has on the next daf atzi avodah zarah. So maybe by eating the bread, that's considered indirectly getting hanoah from the logs. We discussed when we started the topic of basa b'cholov. So we were discussing if I sell basa b'cholov and I get paid money for it. So that says in the Gemara that that's a violation of Yisuri Hanoah. So that was a big machlek zavishanim. Is that the Raisa de Rabbanah? Some, there was a minority opinion that that's only Yisuri Hanoah de Rabbanah. So that's called Gram Hanoah. That's too indirect. We assume that that's not. So we assume selling Yisuri Hanoah, getting paid money, is a violation of Yisuri Hanoah de Raisa. But what if I drive a truck and I deliver the basa b'cholov? So that was the Shaila in Chelkas Yoyev. Is that a violation of Yisuri HaNor Deraisa? Maybe that's already Gram Yisuri HaNor. Maybe that's too far removed. So that's over here. Machlokes, the way Taisus understands, that's a machlokes, Rabbi and the Chachamim. I baked bread with atzei yisuri hanor. So the atzei yisuri hanor rasa banor. So I wasn't allowed. I violated an avera when I used the logs that were rasa banor to bake the bread. I clearly violated an isa hanor, probably in a Torah. Maybe it's also in the Rabbana. Okay, maybe it's also in the Rabbana. But if I'll be pashas, that will be a violation of yisuri hanor in a Torah. I'm getting hanor from the logs, but now to say that I'm going to eat the bread later, is that also called indirectly getting hanor from the logs of yisur hanor? He's saying, no, I already got the hanor from yisur. I already violated the aver when I baked it. When you're going to eat the bread, or someone else is going to eat the bread, that's already too indirect. So that's a machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim. They say yesh v'chetz mepas, the hainu, that by eating the bread, this is considered indirectly getting hanor from the logs or not. The Pnei Yeshua has the whole maracha over here. At one point, the Gemara thought that Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, if you all like Rebbe, the Gemara at one point thought that it's a din deraisa. Clearly thought that it's a din deraisa. Gemara asks us, so how are you going to interpret the Pasuk in Chumash? Then once the Gemara answers it, so the Pnei Yeshua says, it could well be that the whole topic is only the Rabban. It could be that the whole Yeshua, the whole Sheet of Rebbe that we happen to Paskalite in the second Chelik Yerodeh, that Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, it could be that the whole thing is only with the Rabban. Here it says, Yerodeh Simen Kuf Mem Bei Siv Dalet. Kuf Mem Bei is the middle of Hilchus Avodah Zarah. They're talking about using Eitzim of Avodah Zarah, because the Gemara talks about it also, called Zayin HaMenal. So that's a shaila, whether the whole din of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas is derais the Rabban. So that's Tosfos Shita. That's the way it's quoted in Yerodeh. In Kuf Mem Bei, that the whole topic of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, and we pass like Rabbi under certain conditions, not all the time, only if the avuka kenegda, only if the flame is right near the pan where the bread is being baked. Let's say you have coals, atze yisira hanor, on the bottom of the oven, and I have a shelf on top, and I bake like a normal people. You have the fire all the way on the bottom, and you bake things in the oven. So if it's not the avuka kenegda, if the flame is not jumping up right near the pas, then it's even Rebbe doesn't say Yesh v'chetzim and pas. Only if the avuka kenegda, the flame is right near it. So the way it's quoted in the Yerodeh from this Tosfos on Chavav and Beis, the whole topic of Yesh v'chetzim and pas is this considered indirectly getting hanor from the Yisur hanor or not? The Chacham says it's too indirect. It's only gram hanor. And Rebbe holds no that it is a violation of Yisur hanor. The Pnei Yeshua says on Chavzayin could be that Rebbe Shita Zayin with the Rabban. At one point in the Gemara, it's clear that they thought that Rebbe's din was there. Right? So when you get to the Maskan, it could be that it's only Midr Rabbanim. There is a Ran in Avodah Zarah, on Daf Samach Vav. Tosfos on Chavav and Mebeis and Psochim quotes a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So the Ran on that Daf in Avodah Zarah quotes Tosfos Kasha, and he thinks that it's not a valid Kasha. He says, Hamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shegig Yoichal is a Mavashal, not Oifa. He says the only time the Gemara said the only time Rebbe says Yesh v'chetzim et pas if he's oifer pas, if he baked bread. Rebbe would never say that if you cook the soup on top of atzei yisuri hanor, Rebbe's not going to say the Yesh v'chetzim b'tapshel the morach in the soup. He only says Yesh v'chetzim et pas. That's his hasog against Tosfos. Tosfos had a kasha, and because of Tosfos had a kasha, Hikshar Abena Aharon, why don't you say Yesh v'chetzim et pas? So Hamavashal b'Shabbos, the bread should be usher to eat, since we pass like Rebbe, Yesh v'chetzim et pas. So you should say just like the pas is usher b'ano, when the logs are usher b'ano, so the pas should be mukta when the logs are mukta. So Tosfos answered that mukta is mutta b'ano. There's no isa ano by mukta. The whole topic of Yesh v'chetzim et pas is how indirect does it have to be that it's called gram hano, that it's mutter, and maybe it's considered sufficiently direct that it should be a violation of Yisrael. Now that's how Tosfos read. So the Ran and Avodah Zarah quotes the Tosfos and he disagrees. He says, Yesh v'chetzim b'pas amr, b'tap shaloy amr. So what is the Ran driving at? Why does he think that the whole Shita of Rebbe only applies to Yesh v'chetzim b'pas when you're baking something? So the Pashtus in the Ran, I think Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes this somewhere, probably on Psochem and Nizdaf, on Daf Chavov. So the Pashtus in the Ran is that he understood Yesh v'chetzim b'pas not the way Tosfos understood. That the Machlekes HaTanoim is how indirect does it have to be that it's called Gram Hanor, that it doesn't count at all even with the Rabbanim. But rather the Ran understood it has nothing to do with the Yisuri Hanor. The Ran holds that there's a din of Yotzim in Ha'asa Rasa. That was Bas Hayano and Av Samach Dalar on the base in Chulin that we learned last week. And that din, the yana, the oif tami is mutar b'ano, it's only asar b'achila. So you see clearly that the halacha of yoytzim and ha'asar asar applies even if the thing is only asar b'achila. It doesn't have to be asar b'ano. We just had the Rambam has to be an isa lav. If it's only an isa essay, the whole isa to begin with is only an isa essay, then you don't apply the din of yoytzim. But it doesn't have to be isari hano. So that's the shaila. What's the definition of yotzim and hosa? So on the level of the raisa yotzim and hosa, hey, if you have chola behemet tmeo, you have beitz asoif tamei. And here, the Ran assumes that this too is a form, probably only the rabbanon, like the Pnei Yeshua says here. The Pnei Yeshua says he thinks the whole shita's rebbe of yesh achetim and pas only the rabbanon. So according to the Ran, more so than according to Tosfos. According to the Ran, the pshat and yesh achetim and pas is that this is called yotzim and hosa. Also, it's not godel be'iser, but it's a panim chadoshes bo'olakan, because before, if you just cook water with vegetables and you make soup out of it, that's not a panim chadoshes. The vegetables were raw, now they're cooked, okay? Or let's say you're going to take raw meat and you're going to cook it, amavashal b'shabbos. So before it was raw meat, now it's cooked meat, that's not enough of a shinoi, even though now it's edible. But if you take raw dough, and you bake and you make it into a cake or a bread, so the Ran considers that like a panim chadosh debolakan. So that's in a certain sense a yotzim in ha'osim. So that was the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. So Rebbe holds that that's yotzim in ha'osim and the Rabbanon. That's deemed as a yotzim in ha'osim. And then you understand why the Gemara adds on and Yeridei Kuf Membeis. It's quoted Rebbe Shita that we accept the halacha that you say yesh v'chetzim and passes only if it's avuke kenegdai, only if the flame is near the baking tin. If the flame is on the bottom and the baking tin is sitting on a shelf high up and there's no contact, there's no connection really between the flame that's coming from the isuri, from the logs of the isa hanor and the food on top, then you can't call it yotzim and hosa. It has to be a little bit yotzim and hosa. It has to look a little bit like a yotzim and hosa. Yotzim and hosa is you have a cow and it take out the milk of the behemoth trefa or the behemoth tmeo, or you have an eagle and it lays an egg. So beitz asoif tamei, it's godel b'iser comes out. It has to be up to a connection between the iser and the meichel that you're labeling as yotzim and hosa. So that's what the Gemara limits it. The Rebbe's din, Rebbe Shita only applies if it's avuka kenegdash. It's only gecholim omamos on the bottom of the oven, then and the food is baking on top. So even Rebbe will not say that's towards the bottom of Chav Zayinim and Av. Kholim Omamos on the bottom, everybody will agree that you don't apply Yesh Vachetim. If you have Kholim Lochshos, if the flames are jumping, but it's not a Vukka connected, the flames are not really touching the baking tin on top, so that's Charam Arasav and Charam Amutna. That's 2 days in the Gemara. Machlekes Amarayim, where the Rebbe's din would apply in such a case.
Yotzim and Asr Lachar, does that apply to the Isurim Darabonon? When it's Yotze from an Isur Darabonon?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Should apply.
Just not according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, okay. Maybe not. Okay. So just like according to the Ran is Mechulik with Tosis. Tosis holds that the whole topic, we pass from halacha like Rebbe. This whole din of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, according to Tosfos, the topic that's debated between Rebbe and Chachamim and the details of Avuki Kenegdo and Gecholim Omamos, that the whole din of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas only applies if the flame is near the food that's being baked. If it's far away, it doesn't apply. So Tosfos learns the whole topic being discussed on the whole Amud Gemara, Chavavam Beis, Chavzayim, and Alchem Sochem, is a topic of Gram Yisuri Hanor. How is this considered a form of getting hanof? And he said, "Hanof, if you're going to eat the food that was cooked with the lot." So Tosfos doesn't see a distinction between bishul and afia, but they say it only applies if the thing that you used as the fuel is also bano. And muktzah is muta bano. That's what all the Achran quote this Tosfos. Muktzah is muta bano. So therefore, the whole topic, the whole din of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, has an application to atzei muktzah. And that's the way we pass on the Yeridei, like the Tosfos. But the Ran is chelek on the whole understanding of Tosfos. The Ran thinks that the whole topic of Yeshua Chetzim and Pas is a chumre midirabbanon, that we label this as a yotzim and hosa. So that's why the Darkei Tshuva quotes those who suggested that maybe Dover Hamam and Afila Be'elef Le'Botel is also considered as if it's in a certain sense a yotzim and hosa. Originally I had a whole vat full of milk, so big as this room. And then I throw in a little bit of or kevas nevela. And even the flesh is not what does the hamada, it's the enzyme that's sitting on the surface of the flesh. And the Chachamim knew that, the Tanaim knew that, because they used to do hamada sometimes with the cholov shebekeva, not with the or hakeva. So how did it work? So obviously the dover hamamid is the enzyme. But nonetheless, if you take a piece of flesh and you throw it in, since it looks as if the hamada is being done by the basar, not by the enzyme on the surface, maybe it's only midirabbanan, maybe it's minatar, I don't know. The whole din of mamid we paskin is only midirabbanan. But this nekuda, that you consider it as if the hamada is done by the basar, not that you don't consider the enzyme as something separate. I don't know whether this is a chumer midirabbanan, this is a real din minatar. So the shaila is the dover hamamid loy batal. Why is that? So most of the paskim, the overwhelming majority of the paskim, follow the lashon that the rishonim have. The dover hamamid loy batal is because it's considered as if it's nikar ha'isa. And others were of the opinion it's not because of nikar ha'isa. It's rather because we consider it as if it's a yotzim in ha'asa, because originally you had milk and now all of a sudden you have cheese. It's a panim chadoshes bo'ol lekan. Like the Ran distinguished between Hamabashal b'Shabbos and Yesh v'Chetzim b'Paskas, that's Afiyah. So over here is Mamash Aparim Chadosh is Bolakan. You have the curds of the cheese that are caused because of the Nevela. Because of the Nevela. So it could be that this is considered in a certain sense a Yotzim in Ha'asa here. The Nafkamina will be a major Nafkamina. What if you have a Dover Hamamid and you mixed it into the whole Tarubis? And then you succeeded in removing all of the Dover HaMamed. There isn't even one speck left later on. There's nothing left. So if you say that Dover HaMamed loy bottled because it's Nikar HaYisr, so you have to have at least a Mashu who has to be there. So you say usually a Mashu, Mashu by definition means less than Shisha. That's called Mashu. What's normally bottled. So usually Mashu who is bottled. You have Shisha. And say in a nice and tam and you have Shisha, so it should really be bottled. Mashu is bottled. And here, because it's considered Nikar Ha'iser, so I say that it's not Batl. But if you're going to say the reason why Dover HaMamed loy Batl is not so much because it's considered Nikar Ha'iser, it's rather because this whole new Parim Chadoshos, the whole form that the cheese is in now, was brought about because of the enzyme that was on the piece of Or HaKeva. That was, we consider it as if the flesh, as if the piece of Nevela did the Hamada. So then we consider the whole form of the cheese as a yotze min ha'asa. So if it's yotze from the nevela, yotze min ha'asa applies even if it's only asa b'achila, like the Ram says. The original pasuk, bas hayano, yotze min ha'asa min ha'Torah, for sure it is. And it's only a din of yotze min ha'asa min the Rabbanan. But the shaila is, it could be that that's why it's asa. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes this shaila. That's called, in the industrial kashrus, that's called an immobilized enzyme. When you mix in an enzyme, so most of the time, the enzyme remains there. And once in a while, the enzyme is totally removed. You don't even have a mashu of the enzyme left. But the result is still there. So we pass on halacha that that's kosher. We pass on a dover hamamid loy batel, but only because it's considered nikar ha'iser. It's not because it's considered as a form of yotzim and ha'aseros. There is a let's say you'll have a case of yesh v'chetz in the pan. Let's say you have a case, I baked a loaf of bread using atze yisuri hano. So we paskin if it's avuka keneg, the flame is pretty close to the baking tin, so you're not allowed to eat the bread. Yesh v'chetz mepas if it's avuka kenegda. So the shaila is, let's say I'll take this loaf of bread and I'll reheat it. Let's say I'll make a French toast. I'll reheat it in a frying pan. So do you say that it's treif, and it'll cause the frying pan to become treif? Because tam kiker, whenever you cook anything, treif in a pot. So there's a blia from the treifers goes into the pot and makes it asr or not. So it really, l'chorva should depend on what's the nature of the prohibition of yesh v'chetz in the past, of that gemara. So according to the Ran, the Yesh v'chetzim epas only applies by Afia, not by Bishul. So the Ran holds that it's considered a Yotzim and Hasim, with the Rabbanim probably. Like the Pnei Yeshua said, the whole sugi al pipash, that once you get to the Maskana, the whole topic of Yesh v'chetzim epas only with the Rabbanim. So according to the Ran, that the reason why it's also because Yotzim and Hasim is also. So Mestamets Macholos Asuras. Yotzim and Hasim, let's say you have Chola Behim and Tmeya, Beitz and Seif Tameh. So it's Macholos Asuras, so it'll make trade. There's a din of Tam Kiker. According to Tosfos, it's not Yotzim and Hasim. The way we paskin in Yerideya, in the second Chelik Yerideya, it's not also because of Yotzim and Hasim. It's also because if you'll get Hanoah from the bread, then this is considered as if you got, indirectly, you got Hanoah from the logs of Issa. But it's not that it's a Chefza of Macholos Asuras. Really, this is really kosher. But if you'll be nana from it, then it's the thing that's also b'ano is really the atze yisa, the atze, the klipe orlo, the kashin shel kloy hakerem, or the atze yashera, are also b'ano. But if you'll eat this bread that was baked, the bread is really kosher. But if you'll eat the bread, so that it's considered as if you got hano indirectly from the logs of yisa. And that's the machlokes satanim. So the chacham hold it's too indirect. Too indirect is called gramanot. And we pass like Rebbe that it's not grama no atzos. But according to Tosfos, the Pashtus is that it's not a cheftz of macholos asuris. So luchar, it shouldn't, the whole din of tam kiker shouldn't apply. The din of tam kiker does mean whenever there's something that I'm not allowed to eat, whenever there's some food I'm not allowed to eat, so it asses the tam. It only applies if the food that you're not allowed to eat is a cheftz of macholos asuris. Let's say you have bishul akum. Let's say a non-Jew baked bread. You have Pasach, and my next door neighbor is a fine guy, and he makes Italian bread, and I watch, all the ingredients are absolutely kosher. And he made it on brand new equipment. He made it on brand new kelim, so there's no shayla blias kem, absolutely kosher. No non-kosher ingredients. But I'm not allowed to eat it. Pasach is also the rabbanon. Or Bishalakim, the Nochri, my next door neighbor, Nochri, nice fellow. He cooks in a brand new kli, and he cooks, he mixes in all kosher ingredients, everything is absolutely kosher. So he's still not allowed to eat it. So what's the reason why the rabbis prohibited Bishul Akum and Pasakum? Because of Bnei Seim, they may lead to intermarriage. So this is a big machlokes in the Rishonim that's quoted in the Yerideya, in the second Chelek Yerideya. What's the nature of the Isra of Bishul Akum and Pasakum? Did they declare midirabbanon that Pasakum and Bishul Akum is macholos asuris because it may lead to they declared you're not allowed to eat it, and it's a chepta macholos asuris? Well, no. They said it's like taking a non-Jewish girl out on a date. It's like dancing with a nochris. You're not allowed to because it may lead to intermarriage. So you're not allowed to eat the pasak mishalachma. It's not macholos asuris. It's a gzera mishum intermarriage. But they never declared that the food is a chepta macholos asuris. So you have in Shulchan Aruch three machloikesin that are quoted from the late Rishonim, early Achronim. There are three machloikesin, and the Pashtus is, there's a tshuva in there, in the collection of the tshuvas Aran, where the Ran puts all three together. The Pashtus is that the Ran is right. So one machloikes is whether you need shishim or not. Let's say there's bishul akum or there's pasakum, and the little bishul akum, let's say the nochri cooked some delicious food, and it fell into a kosher meichel. I'm not allowed to eat that food. Then it fell into another meichel where there is roe, but there's no shishim. So would you say tam kiker? So you need shishim. And kozman, I can taste the flavor of the bishul akum. Everything is also. They say no. Tam kiker only applies if the thing is macholos asuris. If it's not macholos asuris, the whole topic of tam kiker doesn't apply. The Rishonim have that klal. So Rashi Mishnayis has like that in Machshirin. We'll have one. We'll get to the Gemaras later. We'll learn that Rashi. The whole din of tam kiker only applies if you're dealing with macholos asuris. So that's a machlokes in the late Rishonim, early Achronim. We paskin in Yerideya, the Ramah with the Shach with the Taz. You don't need shishim. By Bishul Akum and Pasakum, you don't need shishim. It's batel b'roiv. Why you don't need shishim? Because it's not a chefta of macholos asuris. It's a gzeira hachokam mishum chasnus. The second machlokes in the Rishonim also we paskin in a fashion that's consistent with the first one. The second machlokes of Rishonim that the Ran puts together is, let's say a nochri cooks some steak. There's a kosher steak, and it's at my house. Everything is kosher. The kelim are kosher. The steak is kosher. And the nochri cooks the steak, and he cooks and he makes it into bishul akum. How much does he have to cook the steak that it should become osam itam bishul akum? So the Gemara says, Kemakol ben derusoi. If he cooks a shlish bishulo, that some people would eat the steak the way it is. A rare done steak, a lot of people enjoy the way it is. They don't insist on a well done steak. So if the Nochri cooked the shlish bishulo, so the din is that it becomes aser bishulakim. Let's say the Nochri cooks and he puts it on the plate. So I'm not allowed to eat it. So I'll take the steak and I'll put it back on top of the broiler and I'll broil it a little longer. And that'll be clearly. I just put it on for another 2 minutes, nothing is going to change. But if I leave it on for another 20 minutes, it'll become well done now. So there'll be a Jewish participation in the bishul now. So there's a machlokes in late Rishonim, early Achronim. If the thing already became awesome itam bishul akum, do you declare that once it became osir, there's no way for it to become mutter? But he's saying no, that the isir is chozer l'hatero. That if a Jew will continue to cook it now, so it'll become mutter b'achilah. So if you take a look, there is a rush in Perek Behema Hamakasha, the fourth Perek in Kulin. There is a Mishnah that distinguishes if you have an animal that has a broken leg and the bottom part of the leg is dangling on the animal. So if you have basar v'yeva hamadul dolim v'behema chai v'yof, so you're not allowed to eat from that point on. Okay, so that's clear. The animal broke a limb while it's alive before you shecht it, and that limb is limping. That limb is hanging on, but it's not really alive. That limb is dead already. So that's a din that you're not allowed to eat the limb that's hanging down. And the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk. The word trefa means chutzlim chitzasa. So over here, that basa ve'eva hamadul dolim ve'behem achai v'yof is considered chutzlim chitzasa, so that's an issa, you're not allowed to eat that. But sometimes the halacha declares, sometimes the Mishnah says that if the behema breaks a leg, the whole behema will be considered a trefa, not just that part of the leg that's limping down. So that's a Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Somewhere in Behemam Kasha, there used to be a Mishnah, and the fourth parak in here. Mishnah is Ayin Vav Amir Aleph. I didn't realize that it's so far. Ayin Vav Amir Aleph is a Mishnah. So, if the animal breaks a leg, min hakuva ulamayla, it'll be, the whole animal will be a trefa. And then it says that it still depends where it broke the leg. Did it break the leg at the location where you have the Tzumas Hagidin? You have a whole bunch of gidin, a whole bunch of sinews of the animal that cross each other. Same thing in a bird. You have, I think, in a bird, you have 16 gidin cross each other in one spot. So that's called the tzumas agidin. So if the animal breaks the leg at that point where you have the tzumas, the tzomet is where you have two highways that are crossing, that's called the tzomet, a crossroads. So this is a tzomet agidin. So if the animal breaks the leg where the tzomet agidin is, so then the whole behemoth is a trefa. And if it breaks the leg below that or above that, so that part of the leg that's limping, that's hanging, will be osir, bas basada, kimish yotzu, chutzlum, chitzasa, nesar, and the leg that's limping is chutzlum, chitzasa, it's not fully attached to the rest of the behemoth. But the rest of the behemoth will not be a trefer. So the Rosh quotes a Ramban who says, what if the animal broke the leg by the tumas agidin? So the whole behemoth is a trefer. So why should the Shoichet shecht it now? Let him take a saw and cut off another inch from the leg of the animal, so it'll be broken above the Tzumas Hagid. So once it's broken above the either above or below, so the rest of the animal will be Kshera. So why does it say in the Mishnah, if it breaks the leg by the Tzumas Hagid in the straight for, if the Shoichet will cut off another inch from the bone, so then the animal will be Chazal HaKshera. So the Ramban says that's true. That's Anachanami, it's true. Even though the animal was a trefa, trefa chazeres lachshera. The Mishnah that says the whole animal is also bachila, that's if the shochet didn't have the presence of mind, he wasn't thinking, and he shechts the behema now with the break in the leg by the tzumas agidin. But if he'll have the presence of mind to cut off another inch above the tzumas agidin, then the animal will be chazer lachshera. So the Rosh disagrees, and we pass like the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees with the Ramban, and he says, how can that be? The Gemara has a lashon. Avzu, the beginning of the Perek, on the first daf it should be. Al daf samaches. on Daf Samaches, you take a look there, it's talking about shechting a cow, and the cow is pregnant, and there's an uber inside that we call a ben pekua. So if the ben pekua sticks out a leg, and you shecht the mother, so only the uber, the part of the uber that's inside is mutam achila, the leg that was yotze chutz l'mchitzosa is nesa. That's also based on the word basada. Basa basada treifel osachela kinesh yotze basa chutz l'mchitzosa nesa. Basa treifa lo sechelu is a treifa, you're not letting treifa. Why do you say basa basoda treifa? So dibra kosa behaiva, usually where does the animal become a treifa? When it's roaming in the field and another animal comes and a bigger animal attacks the smaller animal. So that's the pashup shot. Basa basoda treifa, the animal was nitra for, the behemoth was nitra for because a bigger animal attacked it. But the Gemara says in an additional level of interpretation, in addition to the pshuto, that the word basoda, there's another isa. That whenever the basa is yotze chutz l'mchitzasa, like basada, so then it's also b'achilah. So what's called basa shiyotze chutz l'mchitzasa? So one example is if you have kochim that were taken out of the azara. So even if you bring it back in, it's a psul yotze, you're never allowed to eat it. And if you eat it, you loike on this lav, a basa shiyotze chutz l'mchitzasa. You have kochim kalim that was removed chutz mi'Yerushalayim. So even if you bring it back into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat it because yotze chutz l'mchitzasa. Then another example is, if you have a broken leg at a location where it doesn't make the whole animal into a treifa, but when you shecht this animal, so that limb that's dangling is going to be also achil. That's chutz l'mchitzasa. And this, the uber, the ben pekul shehotzi eiver echad, if the ben pekul was hotzi rosho or rubo, so then the whole ben pekul is called yolud. So once it's yolud already, even though the rov of the, let's say, hotzi rosho, and the rov of the vlad is still inside in the ei ima, but hotzi rosho is called yolud. So once it's called yolud, so the hetzer shchita ben pekur doesn't, is not going to be chal on the uber. But if it's only hotzi raglo, so the regal will be osa, and the rest of the ben pekur will be nita b'shchita sein. Why will the regal be osa? Because it is din of basada. Kimish yotze basa chutz l'mchitzosai, Nesa. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroin. What if hotzi, the uber was hotzi raglo, and then it brings the regal back in before the shoychet shechts the mother? Do you say if it brought it back in, it's chayzel hatero or not? So we paskin not. Machlokes amaroin, we paskin not. Why? So the Gemara says, ki treifa, basa masada treifa, chutz l'mchitzasa is the same din as a treifa. Just like treifa, enoch hazeres lehachshera, so too, afzeh, the basa shiotz l'chutz l'mchitzosoi is eina chayza l'hatev. So the Rosh Tainus, how can the Ramban say that on a treifa is chazeres l'achshera? The Ramban says if you have an animal that has a broken leg by the tzumas agidin, just take a knife, take a saw and cut off another inch, and then it's above the tzumas agidin, and then shech the behemi afterwards, and it'll be kosher. So the Rosh says it cannot be. That's the halacha, treifa eina chazeres l'achshera. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Chelek Yeredeh, where he talks about these topics of the Bishol Akum, thinking maybe Simen Kuf from the Avnei Nezer. So he says, that's the shaila over here. Do you consider, that's what the Tshuva Saran explains also, do you consider Bishol Akum and Pas Akum, do you consider it, the reason, what motivated the Chachamim to prohibit Bishol Akum and Pas Akum is because it may lead to intermarriage. But they declared it a Cheftz of Macholos Asuras. If you say they declared it Macholos Asuras, then we have this klal treif einu chazeres l'achshera. Once the nochri cooked the steak till the point of Michael ben Rissoi, it's nesar, so it's not going to help if a Jew is going to cook it more. Or let's say the nochri baked the bread and it's edible the way it is, and then so it's treif, it's a pasak, and then the Jew is going to put it back into the oven, he's going to bake it some more, it's going to be nefer kol tzarkai. So we paskin that it's mutter. Why? Because we hold that bishol akum and pasakum never became a cheftza of Macholos Asuras. It's only a harchoke from Nisui Taruv. It's only Mishum Chasnas. And the other Rishonim hold that Kivin Shinesa Eina Chayza Lehetera, they hold that as Kitrefa. It's a heft of Macholos Asuras. This Rosh is accepted against the Ramban. We accepted the Rosh, and we accept that the Rosh is not restricted only to Trefa. The Rosh is a cloud in all Macholos Asuras. Once something becomes a heft of Macholos Asuras, then it's not Chayza Lehetera. Sometimes it doesn't become a cheftz of Macholos Asuras. In Perikol Abbasar, the Gemara has Aloha. The last line on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that'll be very crucial. We're going to have to learn more about, a lot more about Basa B'chol. We just scratched the surface. So the Gemara says, let's say you broil steaks you salted a little bit, you boil the steaks, and you didn't salt the steaks before to remove all of the dam. I'm removing the dam now while I'm broiling it, and I do malicha b'mikta, so I have to learn those dinim. So you have a pan on the bottom, you have a grate on top, and all the blood is dripping down. Then you have a pan on the bottom that has all of the blood drips in it, and it's getting cooked with all the schmaltz that falls down. So in the days of the Gemara, they considered it very healthy to eat the schmaltz. Until very recently, it was considered very healthy to eat all of the schmaltz. But over here, the schmaltz is all treif. The schmaltz that fell down on the bottom is all cooked with the dam. So is there a way chemically to remove all of the dam from the schmaltz? So the Gemara says yes. There is a method whereby if you have trei gelalei the milcha, the Gemara says that's absolutely reliable. If you have two thick chunks of salt, so that's what Tosis says, we don't know how thick it has to be and how thin it shouldn't be. So that's why we don't know how to work this stunt. But the Gemara says there's a chemical procedure whereby you can apply a chemical to this mixture of schmaltz, kosher schmaltz, with the treifa dam, and you can succeed in removing all of the dam. Then the Gemara says you'll be able to eat the schmaltz. I wanted to say, Kilin Shinesa or Shuvein Achozel HaTero. No, the schmaltz never became treif in the first place. The schmaltz was never rasa. You're not allowed to eat the schmaltz because it has dam in it. The dam is rasa. If you remove every speck of dam, so the schmaltz is Chozel HaTero. But if you have taka something that did become rasa, I have a behemoth or an oaf that became a treifa. I have a Michael that became Bishulakim. So if you hold the Bishulakim is a chepta of Macholos Asurais, so then even if a Jew will continue to cook some more or to bake some more and be mevushal kol tzarka now or nefer kol tzarka, so then you should say that it's us. And so we are consistent in Pesach. We say that the Ramah and the Shach and the Taz, all three pass from the Halacha, that you don't need shishim. Why? Because it's not machol bishal akum pasakum, it's not machol asasura. So therefore we are consistent and we paskin that the bishal akum and the pasakum is chayzel lehetero. It's not like the Rosh Treif ena chazeres lehechshera. The Rosh quoted the Gemara in the first daf on daf Samaches, the first daf in Perik Behemam Kasha, that once you have a chepz of Macholos Asuris, Treif Enecha Ezeres Lachshir. So that doesn't apply over here to Bishalak and Pasakim, because we hold that it's not a chepz of Macholos Asuris. It's only an Isra of Chasnas.
What about the Yayin? The Yayin that's also a Xerah because of Chasnas? Yayin of the
Goy. So what can you do?
If it mixes in with something, does it have it?
That's Beferish Adinim, that it does Asa.
Yeah. Well,
so that's a Shaila.
It's also because of Chasnas.
Yeah. The Rambam writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes that there's an Issa to drink Yayin Nesach Min HaTorah. And instead of putting that in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, we mentioned that instead of putting Hilchas Avodah Zarah, it puts in Hilchas Macholos Asuris. And he says, if you drink a revius of yayin, then you like it. You should have been kol shehu. And Hilchas Avodah Zarah says that Avodah Zarah is b'kol shehu. And based on the pasuk, li'ibach v'yotcha me'uma min acherim. That's a gemara in Mishnah Masechah Shabbos. That me'uma is b'kol shehu. The Mishnah Masechah Shabbos are different din. Mishnah Masechah Shabbos talks about a guy carries something into the street. So the 2.5 prokim there, Masechah Shabbos, what did he carry? So if he's carrying a piece of metal, it has to have such a minimum size. In order, it has to have a chashivas. If he carries less than the shear, it's only an isa de rabbon, it's not an isa de rice. So if he's carrying Michael Adam, such a size. Michael Behema, such a size. If he's carrying a piece of wood, such a size. Piece of parchment, such a size. Carrying water, carrying this, whatever he's carrying. Then it says, what if he's taking a bazaar to throw it out into the garbage? So then the Mishnah says, b'kol shehu. As it says in the pasuk, li'ibach bi'otcha me'umah min acherim. So the Rambam quotes that din in Hilchas Shabbos by Hotzah. Then he also quotes it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. He says that by Avodah Zarah the shear is kol shehu, but by Yayin Nesach he says it's macholas asurais, the shear is revius. So the Gemara says that the original Tosfos on Chof Tes Amud Beis in Maseches Avodah Zarah points out that when they prohibited. Yeah, the top tesis on Chof Tes and Beis, the Mamascha Yayin Min Olam. So when they prohibited Stam Yainam, the real reason why they asked it, that what motivated the Chachamim to ask it was because of Mishum B'nei Seim. And if there wouldn't be the concern of intermarriage, then they would never have asked Stam Yainam. But once they asked the Stam Yainam, it should only be Asa B'shtiyah, should be Muta B'hanor, like Bishalakim and Pasakim. It's only Asa Mishum Chasnas, because it may lead to intermarriage, so it's enough if you ask B'shtiyah and Achila, you don't have to ask B'hanor. But because there's a far-fetched concern and possibility that maybe the Nochri was Menasechit B'Shem Avad Ezar, so they slapped on an additional Iser, Iser Hanor. The rule really is a Milsa Delo Shchich Lo Gozber Rabbanon. If it's a far-fetched Chashash, the Chachamim have no right to make a Gzera de Rabbanon. That's like a Gzera Shalom L'Tzorich. If it's so far-fetched, they have no right to make Gzera, so it'll be a violation of Bal Tosim. We said the Prima Godin. Whenever they make a gzera, shalola tzorach godel, only for a tzorach godel, that's not really permissible. But once they made a gzera because there is a tzorach godel, there is a chashash of intermarriage, then to add on the icing on top of the cake, to add on that it should be also bahano, also, and to add on that if a akum does a maga akum b'yayin shal Yisrael, let's say it's a kedem wine, it's kosher wine, and the nochri is pouring the wine. So if I'm going to want to marry someone's daughter, I'm going to marry Mr. Kedem's daughter, I'm not going to marry the waiter's daughter, because the waiter knows how to pour wine, but he can't afford to buy the wine. I'll marry Kedem's daughter. I'll always have wine. I'll have Abe Kekes. He'll always give me the delicious wine. So what? So the Issa that they asked, that you're not allowed to drink wine that a Nachri handles, that's not Bishum Ben Hesem. That's only because of Chashash Nisa. So that's what Taisa said. They would never have made such a Gzer, because that's such a Milsa de Loshchicha. It's so far-fetched. Bizman HaZetz even more far-fetched. That's why we have a lot more coolers in Yerid Day. We pass Kamikir Adin, it's really Mutabano. It's only also Bishtir. But even in the days of the Gemara, that it was more common, but it was still far fetched. It was still a Milsa de la Shchicha. So that's the rule. You have no right to make a Gzera if the whole concern is a Chashash Rochaik. But if you have a Chashash Korav, you have a real Chashash, and you're making a Gzera already, then you have a right to make a Leiplug Rabban. Then you have a right to add on to the Gzera, even to cover cases which are really a Chashash Rochaik. So that's Yayin Nesach, the Rambam writes, is one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. He writes, Yishtu Yayin Nesichom is a loy says, and not to drink Yayin Nesach. The Ramban asks, what Yishtu Yayin Nesichom doesn't say? Where does it say that we're not allowed to drink Yayin Nesach? It says, where is the Avodah Zarah? We were worshipping Avodah Zarah. No, the Avodah Zarah isn't helping us out. We were Ashechelu Zachem Yachelu. We're makor karbonis to the Avodah Zarah, and we're pouring yain to the Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah doesn't help us out. So why are we so stupid, the Torah says? Why are we so stupid? Why do we still believe in the Avodah Zarah? So the Pasuk doesn't really say that we're not allowed to drink yain nesach, but that's what the Rambam quotes it. The Ramban is masik on the Rambam. The Ramban thinks that yain nesach was only midirabbanim. He says when they make the gzeira of stam yainam, so the gzeira also covered yain nesach. Ramban holds that the yain nesach was never included in the Issa deraisa of the Kuli. And the Rambam also says, the Rambam says you need the revius by Yai Nesach. By all the Avodah Zarah, the Shir is Mashu. Le'idbak biyotcha me'uma. Me'uma is Mashu. The Rambam holds Kol Shehu is the Shir. They're based on the Mishnah Masech HaShabbos. It's strange. I don't know exactly why. The Rambam and the Ramban, they hold that Yai Nesach is not included in Tikruva. So the Rambam holds that it's an Issa, the Raisa of Machol HaSasuris and Yai Nesach. So on Stam Yenom, it's not at all Yai Nesach. Stam Yenem is Mishum Ben Hesayim. But once they made the Gzer Mishum Ben Hesayim, that was a real Chashash, that's a Chashash Korav, so they added on also the Yisad that it should be Asabano as well. And this was patterned after the Machol, the Chefs of Macholos Asuras of Yai Nesach. So that is called Macholos Asuras. But Bishol Akam and Pasakam Nan. Yai Nesach is Mishnayim like that, that it asks the Tarubis, you say Tam Kikar, and it asks make straight to Kalim. So these two atakalushitasim we paskin. We paskin that pasakim and bishalakim you don't need shishim. It's bottled bereiv. That's the Ramoah, the Shach, and the Taz. All three say it's bottled bereiv. They don't quote the Rishonim. There are Rishonim who disagree. In Shulchan Aruch they don't quote those who disagree. The Ran and the Tshuva quotes those who disagree. The Avnei Nezer quotes those who disagree. In Shulchan Aruch it's not even quoted. And then the other one is a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. If the Nochri cooked the Shlish Bishulo, and it became also because of Bishul Akamah, he baked the bread, and it's Ein Chutim Nimshachem Emenu, it has the status of Pax, it's also Mitam Pasakum. And then Yisrael takes it, and he puts it back into the oven, and he continues to bake it till it's Nefa Kol Tzarkoi. Or he puts back the steak until it's Mabushal Kol Tzarkoi. So that's, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions, and we pass on Halacha that it's Mutter. So the Avnei Nezer explains, as the Ran also explains, that this is totally in the other Shaila. If it's a chepsa of macholas hasuris, then we paskin like the Rosh. Treif ena chazeres lehachshera, and it wouldn't be muta. So the reason why we paskin that it is muta because we really hold that it's not a chepsa of macholas hasuris. The third nafkamina says in the Tshuvas Aran should have been, it follows logically, should have been a third nafkamina. There's also 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, and there we paskan lechumra. We should have paskan lekula, because we're going to have to break our heads, we're going to have to learn a lot more before we break our heads to figure out why we don't paskan lekula there. So the third nafkamina is, let's say the Nochri cooks in my pot, he fries an egg. The egg is a kosher egg, all the ingredients are kosher. And my pot used to be kosher. So now that the Nochri cooked the bishalakum, which you're not allowed to eat, does the pot become treif? And now I have to kasher the pot. I need hagola or libun. If the case happens to be, let's say, he baked pasakum. So do you need libun or hagola? Or do you say, no, it's not a chefza of macholas hasuras. You don't say tam kiikar. The whole reason why you have to kasher treif and kalim is because we assume tam kiikar. Either tam kiikar deres or tam kiikar derabbanan. Giulei klei midyon. It says in the end of Chumash Bamidbar after the Melchemes Midyon. So the Jewish people were commanded, where they were instructed to have to kasher all the treifa kalim. So the Gemara says that's based on the principle of tam kiikar. That's how the Gemara derives that tam kiikar is a din deraisa. And the Tanoim and the Amoraim and Rashi hold that tam kiikar is lav deraisa. So they say that was a chiddush. Giulei klei midyon is a chiddush and mechiddush lei afina. But
where's that Gemara?
Where's that Gemara? Yeah. That was we had it the other day in one of the Gemaras is in Pesach and Mem Dalet Amud Beis, I think. Mem Dalet Amud Beis, that's one of them. And the other one is going to be in the middle of Pesachim and Perik Elu Oivrim. And the third Gemara is going to be in Nazir when they have this discussion where the Tam Kiker is the Raisa the Rabbanan. So the Gemara goes through all of the Psukim. So one of the Psukim is Giulei Klei Midyon. So the Gemara says, if you hold Tam Kikas Lab Deraisas, you have to say Giulei Klei Midyon is a Chiddush and a Chiddush Lo Yafinam. But the way we paskin in Yeridaya, that Tam Kikas is Deraisas, we paskin like Taisas, so we paskin the Makaris and Giulei Klei Midyon. The fact that you have to kasha Trefe Kalim is because you say Tam Kikas. So the Shaila is, if we hold that Pasakim and Bishalakim, you don't need Shishim, you only need Roy. Why? Because it's not a Chefta, Macholas Asur, so you don't apply Tam Kikas, so you don't need Shishim. So if you don't need shishim, so why should you have to kasha the kalim? What are you going to do? You're going to, the goy cooked, the nachri cooked, they fried eggs in my frying pan. Whatever I'm going to cook afterwards, for sure I'm going to have more than 50% of kosher food. How much can the tray for blia be that's going to come out from the walls? I wash out the frying pan, no more eggs left from the eggs that were fried by the nachri. So I'm going to, whatever I'm going to cook now, how much blia can there be already? For sure it's going to be less than 50%. So if it's less than 50%, so it's bottled beripe. So what's the problem? So why do you have to kasher? So the Ran in the Tshuva says, it's hoba hatalia. And he explains the whole thing very well. The way we paskan that it's not a cheftz of macholos hasur, it's no dina tam kikar, so you shouldn't have to kasher. And the sheet that holds you have to kasher is the other daya, who holds that it is a cheftz of macholos hasur. So this is unresolved in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes two opinions in the Siman of Bad Bishalakum, whether you have to kasher the kalim after the Nochri did Bishalakum or not. And the common practice is that we do insist on kashering. When the Nochri cooks Bishalakum, we do insist on kashering. The one exception to the rule that the Mishnah Brura writes in Hilchos Shabbos is, let's say there was a chayle on Shabbos, chayle she'em b'sakana, chayle she'em b'sakana. And the doctors say that he needs some warm soup in order to get better. He has a bad cold, and the doctor says he has to get warm soup. So the Jews are not allowed to cook warm soup on Shabbos. There's no suffix sakana. You're only allowed to be mechal Shabbos if there's a suffix sakana. But the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, on Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph, that for Chol Hashem HaSakana, Amir Lenochri is Mutter. Chol Hashem HaSakana, Oysim Kol Tzerachav Al-Yidei Aramoy. Al-Yidei Akum, Amir Liakum is Mutter. We assume Amir Liakum is only Anisa de Rabbana, it's not Anisa de Raisa. So therefore we have a whole list of around 15 kulas in Amir Liakum. So one of the kulas is that B'makom Chol Hashem B'sakana, we permit Amir Liakum. So you're allowed to have the Nochri cook the food for the Chol Hashem B'sakana on Shabbos. But it's Bishalakum, so how is he allowed to eat it? So the Zan Shulchan Aruch, obviously he's allowed to eat it. B'makom Chol Hashem B'sakana, we are not there, he's allowed to eat the Bishalakum. So the Mishnah Brura says, but what about after Shabbos is over? Then he's not allowed to eat Bishalakum. So do you have to kasher the tray for pot or not? So he says, come on. The Mishnah Brura writes, come on. He says, the whole thing is the Chamach Loik is to begin with, whether you have to kasher by Bishalakum. That's by Bishalakum that was tray. But here's Bishalakum was kosher. It was mutter. He was allowed to eat it on Shabbos. So you're not mechuyev to be machmer so much. So the Mishnah Brura is just mekel, the Mechaber and Yerideh, the last sif in the Siman about Bishalakum, writes Yeshama v'Yeshama, quote two different opinions, whether you have to kasha, you don't have to kasha. And he doesn't give any hachra. So the Mishnah Berurah is only makel by the Chol, the Shemus HaKana, where he was allowed to, the whole thing was beheta. So there he's makel, you don't have to kasha. So that's why the common practice is that we do kasha. So that's a problem. Once we paskin lahakal that treifu chazeris lehechshera, we say if the Yisroel continues to cook the bishul akam, it's chayza lehetero, because it's not a cheftza macholas ha-sus. And we paskin lahalacha, you don't need shishim, roiv is enough, because it's not a cheftza macholas ha-sus, so you don't need to say tam ki ikir. So if you don't say tam ki ikir, so what do you have to kasha? So we have to learn more about the kashering. We're going to have to learn more in Hilchus Tarubis. Let's say you have kidneys on Pesach. Somebody by mistake cooks kidney or something. I remember one balbos calls me up on Chol Hamoed Pesach. One balbos from Tina calls me up. He came home, he went to work, he comes home, and his wife said, "Darling, look what he made, surprise, corn on the cob." She cooked corn on the cob for supper on Chol Hamoed Pesach. I said, he started screaming, and he's like, "What you do? You made the whole house straight. Corn is the kidney, the whole house is straight." So he's ready to divorce his wife. So what should he do? So he calls me up on the phone. So I said, you wrap up the corn on the cob, it's not chometz, it's kidney. There's no bayirah, bayi motzi on kidney. So I said, wrap it up in tinfoil, put it away in the refrigerator, eat it after Pesach, and you just have to wait 24 hours, then you can use the pot. The din is, you're not supposed to use the pot within 24 hours. The gzera ain't a benyom, ot a benyom, a minatoira, the Gemara says, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that minatoira, you only have to kasha trefe kelim, if you want to use it to cook kosher food within 24 hours, after having cooked the non-kosher food, because the bliya that's going to come out from the trefer kli into the kosher food is going to be anders in tam l'shvach. But once the trefer bliya was sitting in the charsis hagdera in the walls of the pot for more than 24 hours, so then the Gemara assumes 95% of the time. Once in a while it's not so. Most of the time, the bliya that's sitting in the pot for more than 24 hours becomes nice in tam l'gam. So min haTorah you don't have to kashu at all, and it's only agzera mederabanan, agzera ene ben yomo ota ben yomo. If you tell everybody that just put a sticker on the pot and what time it was used for treifas, let's say I have goyish workers who work in my home. So the goyim will cook their treifa chazer in the pot, and I'll put a sticker on when it was used for treifas, and then I'll wait 24 hours, then I'll use it for kosher. So we're afraid the sticker may fall off and it'll get stuck to the wrong pot. And I'll be using this exera in a benyomo to benyomo, so that's only exera de rabban. So there is an opinion, so the Shach writes in Yeridei that this Gzeirein ben Yom Ata ben Yom doesn't only apply if I cook treifas deraisa in the pot. What if I only cook treifas derabanan in the pot in the first place? So that even if the sticker will fall off and I, by mistake I'll cook some kosher food, the worst that's going to happen is I'll be eating treifas derabanan. Because I only cooked, let's say, shuman agid. The gid anasha is asam anatar. The fat on top of the gid is only asam rabbanan. So the worst that's going to be is going to be anisa de rabbanan. Let's say I cooked basar b'chol of the rabbanan. I cooked chicken with milk. So the worst it is anisa de rabbanan. So the Shach says, no, the gzera de rabbanan was instituted both on anisa de raisa and on anisa de rabbanan. Aisa hashtikul gzera de gzera. So the Shach says, no, it's not. On the side of the Yeridei, they refer you to the Nadi Yehuda. Rav Shlomo Eger writes in the Gilui Mashal, look in the Nadi Yehuda. He has a tshuva. He disagrees with the Shach. Nadi Yehuda thinks he has a Gemara, Maseches Avodah Zarah. We'll have to see whether he's right or not. As the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, he thinks the Gemara says beferish that by Yenisa de Rabbanon there is no Gzeira Eina Ben Yom Ata Ben Yom. So the Maisa, we don't follow that Nadi Yehuda. We machma like the Shach, that even if the whole Isa that you cooked in the first place in the pot was only an Isa de Rabbanon, still Eina Ben Yom Ata Ben Yom. What if the Isa that you cooked in the pot is not even an Isa de Rabbanon? It's only kidneys. It's only Asamitam Minig. Or the whatever. There are other things that are Asamitam Minig. The Rambam has butter. He purchased butter from a Nochri. So the Rambam writes that Gvina Sakam is Asam de Rabbanon, and Chema, butter from a Goy, it depends on the Minig Amakam, it's only Asam Itam Minig. So if you have something that's only Asam Itam Minig, it's not even Asam de Rabbanon. So then the Shach writes in the second Chelik Yeredeya, he quotes a tshuva from the Maharival, Maria bin Leiv. He said the Maharival has a tshuva that if the whole Isa that you cooked in the first place was only Asam Itam Minig, so then there is no Gzeira Eina Ben Yom Ata Ben Yom. So you just wait 24 hours and then you can use the pot again. So that's the story over here. That's the story by the kidneys. Kidneys, well, what if you want to eat? What if you want to use the pot within 24 hours? So that we don't allow. So why don't you allow it? The dinners are kidneys is bottom right. There are more rights in Hilchus Pesach. When a little shemek kidneys falls into the soup on the table on Pesach night, Let's say years ago they didn't have candles. They used to have oil with a wick. But the oil was sometimes it was food grade. You could use the same oil to pour into your soup or to pour into food when you're cooking foods. And some of the oil they would use to light Neiris Yontif. So let's say you have the Neiris on the table, you have oil with a wick that's burning, and then by accident some of the oil, Shemekitnius, fell into the soup. So the Ramah says, no problem, it's bottle berayv, you don't need shishim. You're always going to have ripe, but so much oil is going to fall in, you're going to have 51% oil. It's not shach, it's not going to want to drink the soup, it's not going to taste like soup, it'll taste like oil. So the Ramah says, you don't need shishim over there because it's not a chefza macholos asurus. It's a meaning that we don't need kidneys, but it's not that we declare mitam meaning that it's macholos asurus. So if you don't need shishim, and you don't say tam ki ikar, so why do you even have to wait 24 hours? Why does the shach say, whatever is only asmi tam minig, it's not even asmi derabban, it's only asmi tam minig, so there is no gzeira ena ben yom vata ben yom. You should say even more than that. Whatever is only asmi tam minig, kidneys is not even macholas asuris mi derabban of haraya that there are more paskins in Hilchos Pesach, that you don't need shishim. So if you don't need shishim, means there's no din of tam ki ikar. There's no tam ki ikar, so you shouldn't have to kasha. The whole institution of kashering trefa kalim is based on that's the mocker for tam ki ikar deraisa.
You shouldn't have to wait.
You shouldn't even have to wait 24 hours. You should be allowed to use the pot that they use the cook the kidneys in. Shouldn't even have to wait 24 hours. You should be able to use it right away. Because I know I'm going to have Rav Heter against it. So what's the problem? So the answer is that there's a psachumra midirabbanon. We have to find out where this chumra came from. There's some kind of a chumra midirabbanon that applies to the kidneys, that applies to the bishul akum. That even though you don't need shishim and there's no din of tam ki ikar, you still have to kasha the pot. So we have to figure out what's the mocker for that. Where did that come from? Okay.
Can you eat Shabbos night to bishul akum? You can't eat my sorry Shabbos. You can only eat it on Shabbos.
Can't eat the leftover.
Yeah.
You mean you're not happy with the Mishnah Berurah's kula? Okay, I'm sure there are those who don't agree with the Mishnah Berurah. But we don't understand the whole Chumrah in the first place. But he says at the time that it was Nibla, it was kosher. Time of his nifla is it was mutter. Everything was mutter.
So that's not the same as bishul akum because this is which has sometimes mutter, sometimes not, depending on the matzav of a pasachol. So we say also by pas akum we have to be machsher everything.
I think Pasakim is Mochamer. I think it's the same Shaila. Whether you have to kasher or not, it applies equally to Pasakim and to Bishlach. I think so. I don't remember. You have to take a look, but I think it applies to both.
Bishlach is always mutter for Chol Hashem, Moshe Hanerol, and Shabbos.
If you have no choice. That's what he needs. Normally, let the Jew cook it. So why should he be matar bishalach?
So the heter is only in Shabbos for him to eat
bishalach. If you have no choice, whenever you have a choice, so then there's no heter for bishalach. But let's say you're stuck in a location, achol l'shem b'sakana, and there's kosher food, but it was cooked by Nochri, and there's no possibility for the Jew to cook any food for him. So we would allow him the same thing, just like on Shabbos we allow. Whenever you have no brera, so we allow for Chol Hashem B'Sakana, we allow Bishalach. You have to figure out what do you allow for Chol Hashem B'Sakana, what not. That's another discussion. So there's no din of tam. Din of tam kika. Okay. Right? So we hold that you don't need shishim. You don't need shishim, right? By Pasach and by Bishulach, right? You don't need shishim. See, there is a Gemara in Elu Trefus. The Gemara talks about sirchus on the lungs. When you shecht an animal, so from all of the shivan trefus, all the 70 possibilities that an animal can be a trefa, the Ramban writes in the beginning of Kulan that the only trefus that we check for sirchus on the lungs. Sirchus on the lungs means they sometimes have an adhesion from the different lobes of the lung are attached to each other. So when the animal breathes in, if it breathes hard enough, it fills its lungs with air, so this adhesion is not so big, it's going to rip apart. Either going to make a hole in this lobe, or going to make a hole in that, like balloons on the side, on the two, either side of the lung. So if the adhesion is kisidron, there's an adhesion between one lobe and the other, one on top of the other. So even if it's going to breathe in hard, so what's going to, it's not going to rip apart, it's one next to the other. But if it's like kisidron, it goes from number one over here to number three. So it goes from this side to the other side. If the animal is going to breathe in hard enough, so it's going to rip apart, so there's going to be a hole. So the Gemara says that a sircha shalei kisidron, sometimes a sircha that you declare as treif, is asur, because we assume ein sircha b'loi nekev. That's the statement the Gemara makes. Ein sircha b'loi nekev. How do you translate the words? So Rashi says, whenever there's a sircha, that's a clear indication that there was a hole already in the lung, and the fluid came from inside of the lobe of the lung, and it went out, and this fluid solidified because of the whole chest cavity of the animal. It solidified and turned into this thing that looks like a chewing gum, and it got attached to the other thing. So Rashi holds, ain sircha b'loy nekev means there already was a nekev. And the kuvus, if you would have shechted the animal and you would have found that it has a hole in the lung, you said it's treifa. You're not about to eat the whole animal. But you're lucky you didn't shech the animal then. So the animal, the fluid was oozing out through the hole. From the inside of the lung, the fluid went out. And it developed the sircha. So if the sircha is a sircha, it's dangling and it doesn't attach to another lobe, another una or ume, the big lobes or the small lobes of the lung. So you're lucky. Or if it attaches, kisidron. It attaches the sircha that oozes out from one lobe, attaches to the next lobe that's right next to it. So you're lucky. So it had a stima, and it's a stima malyasa, so the treifa is chazeres lehechsher. But if the sircha developed because there was an ekev and the fluid oozes out, and then it gets attached to another lobe, shaloi kisidron, then that's not a good tikkun, because ultimately the animal would have continued to breathe. I just shechted the animal. It's not going to breathe anymore. It's not going to be filling up its lungs anymore. But that was a tikkun on the treifas that wasn't really a valid tikkun. So that'll be awesome. So Tosfos says, Arashi, what are you talking about? What? Ain't sircha b'loy nekev means there already was a nekev. If it already was a nekev, ain't treifa chazeres lechsher. What's he talking about? Tosfos obviously thinks like the Rosh. The Rosh disagree with the Ramban. The Rosh and the Ramban on Behemam Kasha and the Mishnah about Behemah Shenechtuchu Ragleho. When the leg of the animal was broken by the Tzumas Hagidin, so the Ramban says, no problem, so cut off another inch above it, and Trefa Chazeres Lachsher. And the Rosh said, there is no such thing, Trefa Enoch Chazeres Lachsher. So Tosfos in Perigela Trefas is Masik on Rashi. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say, no, there is no such thing. Ein sircha b'loy nekev cannot mean, like Rashi says, that it indicates there already was a nekev. What it means is that if whenever there's a sircha, it's sofali nokev. It's sofali nokev, and it's going to become, it will become a treifa. So if it's a sircha teluya, just suspended in midair, or it's a sircha that's attached kisidron, one lobe is attached to the next lobe next to it, so that's not going to rip anything apart. So that's not sofali nekev. But if it's going to be a sircha shalei kisidron, and sircha b'loi nekev means that it's going to develop a nekev, and it's a treifa al shem ha'asid. A new din of treifas. It's going to become a treifa. We're all going to drop dead. All the animals are going to die. So say every animal is also because it's going to die. It's not going to live 100 years. So that's not. But if it already has a sircha, that's sofali nekev, so Tosfos has a shita that's also. So that's just the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Part of the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos is that Rashi obviously thinks like the Ramban, that a treifa is chazeres lechsherah if you did a tikkun ma'alya. Let's say the animal had a treifas, and a doctor did surgery, and he cured the treifas, and now the animal is perfectly healthy. So according to Rashi and the Ramban, ois treifa. According to the Tosfos and the Rosh, there is no such din. Treifa ain't a chazeres lechsherah. Once the thing became macholas asuras, so it remains macholas asuras. So again, We were talking about Yeshua Chetzim Epas. We were talking about a lot of things. Okay. everything's interconnected here. So you have to halka. It's all in Yerodea. Okay. So in the second Chelik Yerodea, it's in the Kuf Mem Beis. Again, we pasken like Rebbe. Machlokes Rebbe and Chachamim. There on Daf Chavav and Beis. We pasken like Rebbe. The Yeshua Chetim and Pasch. If it's Tavuk, it can egg. If the flame is near the baking tin. If it's Kecholim Omamos. If it's far away, it does not. But if it's nearby, it does also. So we said there's a Machlokes, Tosfos and Ran. What is the basis of Rebbe Shita? So the Ran holds, the Ran seems to hold, he doesn't spell out explicitly, the Ran seems to hold that Yeshva Chetzim Epas is not limited only to Yisuri Hanor, not limited only to Yisuri Hanor, but it only applies to Afir, it doesn't apply to Bishul. So the Ran seems to have understood that Yeshva Chetzim Epas is an extension of the din of Yotzim and Ha'asa. If the Eitzim are Osir, so this is called Yotzim and Ha'asa. A real Yotzim and Ha'asa, their eyes it isn't. It's not Godel B'Issa. The logs are on the bottom, and the logs are giving off heat, and the flame. What kind of Yotzim and Ha'asa? It's not really Godel B'Issa. It's Midirabbanan. The Peshua says the whole Peshua is convinced. Ogmar is anyway Midirabbanan Yeshva Chetzim Epa. So according to the Ran, for sure it's only the Rabbanan. It's a gather of Yotzim and Ha'asa. So according to the Ran, so the pashtus is that the pas becomes the chefze of machovas asurus. That's yesh v'chetzim epas. It becomes asur. Yotzim and asur is asur. Hashem can according to Tosfos holds that yesh v'chetzim epas only applies to yisuri hanor. It's not a top. If it would have been a din of yotzim and asur, yotzim and asur is not restricted only to yisuri hanor. Yotzim and asur applied bas hayana. The yana is mutabano. It's only asur v'achilo. So Tosfos clearly holds it's not a din of yotzim and asur. It doesn't become a chefta macholos asuris novas. If you'll eat the bread, it's considered as if indirectly you got anor from the logs of Issa. Aye, but the logs are colored, they're not here anymore. That was yesterday, he begged. Well, what's, I'm eating the bread today? So that's what the chachamim hold. That's too indirect. That's called gram anor. Gram anor is mutter. And we pass like Rebbe that it is awesome. Midrabbanan. Probably midrabbanan the preishos. It is awesome. Yes, according to Tosfos, the Pasha says, the pas that's osir, it's not that it's really osir, it's not a chaticha visa. Just if you'll eat it or you get anor from it, if you'll sell it, also osir. If you sell it, it's considered as if you indirectly got anor from the logs. But the chefta itself is not macholos asur. So the pas this is lacher that you shouldn't say, you shouldn't apply tam kik. According to the way we pass in a yeriday, like the Tosfos, that yeshua chetzim and pas only applies if it's isuri hanor. So we don't accept this round, that this is an extension, this is a broadening out of the din of Yotzim and Ha'asur Asur. We assume, like Tosfos, that it's an indirect way to get Anor from the logs. So you say, even to sell it would also be a violation. It's also b'hanor, but l'chore it's not a cheftz of Machovas Asur. So l'chore it shouldn't, l'chore you shouldn't say Tam Kiyika, you shouldn't pose a problem of Tam Kiyika. There is a connection with this. There is a Mishnah in the end of Temura. Beginning of Temura talks about the laws of Temura. Then the end of Temura talks about different animals, different karbonas that you're not allowed to be makriv in the Beis HaMikdash. So you talk about Raveh Benirva, Muktzah Nevar, all kinds of Isur. So there's a Mishnah there. There's a Mishnah towards the end of Temura where the Mishnah quotes a Tana, Rab Chanina ben Antignus, who says that if you have a behema shenispat makol yemecha yeho b'isuri hano, you're not allowed to be makriv that as a korban on the mizbeach. Where is that? That's on Daf Lamin on the base, middle of the Mishnah. Rab Chanina ben Antignus Omer, Ksheira, Sheyonka min hatreifa. Have a kosher animal, but it's a young calf. And since the calf was born the last couple of weeks, it only drinks milk. All the milk that it drank, Ksheira Sheyonka min hatreifa, Psula me al gabi hamizbeach. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. So the Gemara says on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus only applies it if the behema, if the vlad was yonka from an animal that's also b'hanoah. Behema shenispat makol yimei chayeha, the suri hanoah, is posel lahakriv mi'al gabi hamizbeach. That's his opinion. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, that's one man's opinion, and we don't pass like him. The Rambam Amen. Finished. The Mishnah doesn't record that anybody disagrees. Mishnah just quotes Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus. The Tosfos doesn't say like that. The Mechaber writes like the Rambam. We'll soon see. And the Tosfos writes, the last Tosfos on the Perek, this is Perek Shishi. So the last Tosfos in Perek Shishi, that's Laman Aleph Aman Aleph. So Tosfos writes, Ulufum Rihato, and according to the superficial reading of the Gemara, it would appear that Rabbi Chanina, Tosfos assumes the din is like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, they don't record any Tana who disagrees. And Tosfos says, and they get the impression that it's not only that it's possible Gabi Hamizbeach, Ulufum Rihato Afilu Lehedyot. A little Tosfos, two line Tosfos. They have the feeling, Behemesh in its Patma, Kol Me'echaya, Bisuri Hano, so it's also Bachilu Lehedyot.
Isn't that the Mishkan Kufta Zayin? Sherish Yankam and Atreka?
That one?
That's the same as Nispatma Kol Mechayam Ezir Hano?
Atreka is really Mutabano, it's only Osa Bachil.
So Kolshkin Ezir Hano?
No, there the Mishnah is talking about whether you're allowed to eat the flesh, and there the Mishnah is talking about whether you're allowed to drink the milk, the Cholub Shebekeva. So the Cholub Shebekeva is from Atreka. Just because a calf drinks the milk from a doesn't make it kosher, so the cholub shebekeva will be also b'achila. And if a behemoth tmeya will nurse from a behemoth kshera, so the milk in the belly of the cholub of the behemoth tmeya will be mutter. It depends where the source of the milk is. Here we're talking about eating the flesh of the animal. So the Mishnah Laman on the base quotes from Chanina ben Antignus. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, we don't pass like him. It's assumed that the other Tanoim disagrees. Tosfos assumes no one disagrees. The Tosfos does pass like him. What's the significance? How is it relevant? Halacha Maisa. We don't have any base. I mean, no one's bringing any carbonus. The Tosfos writes, Lefum Rihato, they get the impression running through Rihato is to run. As you run through the sugi, you get the impression that it's Lav Davke. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus is din. It's Lav Davke din in carbonus. It's a din even lahedyot. That what? Behemesh yonko, behemesh nispat, makol yemei chayeha, bisuri hano, is osa b'achimah. You're not allowed to eat the flesh of that animal. You're not allowed to eat the flesh of that animal. So the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Tosfos, because the Tosfos is for Ashkenazim. They don't hold from Ashkenazim. The Ramah is an Ashkenazi. So the Ramah quotes this Tosfos. That's in Simen. What Simen is it? Simen Samach? I don't remember. Maybe Simen. You have a Yeridea. Anybody have a Yeridea? It's around Simen Samach also. It's not a big Simen. The Mechaber Paskin like the Ramam that we don't accept is then the Ramah Paskin is like the Tosfos. Behemesh Nispat Kamal Chayel B'Yisuri Hanor is us. Then the Ramah adds on another line. Behemah the Ramah adds on Behemesh Nispat Mekol Mechayel B'Yisuri Achila. Not only B'Yisuri Hanor, even B'Yisuri Achila is us. So that's what he quotes from the Yisur HaHeter. Tosfos doesn't say that. Yisur HaHeter is by the Rabbeinu Yoina. There are two Rabbeinu Yoinas. There's Rabbeinu Yoina that you learn Musa Seder, that's Rabbeinu Yoina Girondi, Rabbeinu Yoina Asfardi. Yisur HaHeter is by the Rabbeinu Yoina Ashkenazi. It always represents Shitas Balei HaTosfos. So the Ramah is always quoting Yisur HaHeter, right and left, on every page of every day, the Ramah quotes Yisur HaHeter. So the Shach says over here, Shach is not happy with this Ramah B'Shem Yisur HaHeter. He thinks all Tosfos said on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and Tmur, it was, then you're not allowed to eat the flesh. Why? It's like Tosfos said by Yeshvach Etzim in Pas. If you'll eat the Pas, so you're indirectly getting Hanor from the Isuri Hanor. But Tosfos said Yeshvach Etzim in Pas doesn't apply to Atzei Muktzeh because Muktzeh is Mutabah Hanor. It's only a topic if you're indirectly getting Hanor. So Tosfos says over here, if you eat the flesh, the animal grew. When the calf was born, it was such a size. Then a couple of weeks later, it's twice as big. It's much bigger than it was originally, so there's much more flesh. So if you eat the flesh of the calf, so you say you're indirectly getting hanor from the Yisuri hanor. If in addition to Yisuri hanor, the calf has a whole diet that has other things in addition, then you don't apply this. Only if Kol Yemei Chayeh, it only eats Yisuri Hanor. So the Shach is Masagan, the Rambam, Bishay Misa, Veheta, there, and I think in Simon Samach. He doesn't understand. What did he quote such a chum in his Fatma, Kalim Echayab, and Macholas, Asuras? Also, what is that based on? So he thinks they should only be Machmed to the extent that Taisi says. Machabe doesn't hold the whole thing, Bechla. He says, we don't pass on the Rav Chanina, and Antigonus, even by Korbonus, it's not a problem. And even the Rambam, so the Shach thinks you're not Mechayab to be Machmed so far. The truth of the matter, the Issa Veheta quotes that this was the Minik. He's not developing his own idea. He says this was the minig, and he says the primogodim there in Simus Samach on that shach when the shach is masik on the Ramah Allah Chalmaisa. So the primogodim quotes. He says, look in the Isavet. He says why it's awesome. It's awesome mishum marisayim that people will say, what are you doing? You're eating treifas. It looks funny. You're eating a beimish in espatma koli mechayah b'macholos asur. So in espatma koli mechayah b'macholos asur. That's a minig. That's not medina. That's mishum marisayim. That it looks bad. It looks like you're eating trefus. A shayla came up. Halacha lemaisa. What came up? Salmon is pink, and all the other fish are not pink. So the ichthyologists, the fish mumchim, I think they're called ichthyologists, came to the discovery that has nothing to do with the fact that it's a salmon. Any other fish can turn white. Fish can also be pink. It depends what it eats. It depends what the diet is. If you'll give the white fish, if you'll give your gefilte fish, if you'll give the gefilte fish to eat what the salmon eats, it'll also be pink. It'll have the same color as salmon. So what does it eat? So in the Great Lakes, there was some company who wanted to make white fish, other kosher fish, and they wanted hashgach on their fish. And the secret that they were going to have out, they were going to give it a special diet, and the diet was going to be all trefa worms. The kosher fish were not going to eat anything other than trefa worms and trefa dog and tomato. And thereby, they were going to make it this pink color of the salmon. So they wanted a heksher. So at that time, they came to the OU. So they told me, can't give a heksher, because even though the shach paskin is that it's mutter, the shach says only in behemish and ispat mekol mechayah b'suri hano. But nespat mekol mechayah b'machol sasuris is mutter, but you can't go against the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Issa v'heter. That there is such a meaning that you don't do it. So maybe if a shayla would come up once in a while, you would be mekel, but you don't give a heksher based on it. You can't give a heksher against the Ramah, against the Nisa Behet. So if it's Nispat, Makoy Mechayah, Bisuri Achila, that's only a meaning, the Nisa Behet. He says that's a meaning for generations, a meaning. Mishumar Sain, he says, Nispat, Makoy Mechayah, Bisuri Hano, so that's a real din. According to Taisus, Taisus says, Lefum Rihato, I feel the head you. Not only is it asr, la mizbech, even the head you. Why is it asr? I mean, you're indirectly getting hanor. It's like yeshva chaytim epas, the way Tosfos understood. It's considered as if you're indirectly getting hanor from the isuri hanor. I was already digested months ago. The behema ate up this machol, the isuri hanor, a long time ago. Still. That's considered like Yeshua Chetzim and Pas, considered as if indirectly getting Hanor from there.
Right. Is that after or a lot after? So the Sarah Nara digested, the Sarah Nara continuously. This animal comes from Sarah Nara. If the behemoth stopped eating Sarah Nara 6 months ago.
Okay. And now it's eating kosher food and not kosher and non kosher food. So then it's not called, then it's not awesome.
It's a stock of all the...
If Kemat everything was Yisuri Hano. The spot from Koi Mechayab Yisuri Hano, so then it's considered indirectly getting Hano from Yisuri Hano. Right. Okay, so we got to continue on the topic of Mamet. Okay, tomorrow, believe that.